Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver which can be self-limiting or can progress to liver cancer. Hepatitis viruses are the most common cause of hepatitis in the world, though other infections, toxic substances like alcohol, certain drugs, and autoimmune disease can also cause hepatitis. There are five main hepatitis viruses, referred to as types A, B, C, D, and E. Hepatitis A and E are typically caused by ingestion of contaminated food or water. Hepatitis B, C, and D usually occur as a result of parenteral contact with infected body fluids. Common modes of transmission for these viruses include receipt of contaminated blood or blood products, invasive medical procedures using contaminated equipment, and for hepatitis B, transmission from mother to baby at birth, from family member to child, and also by sexual contact. What then are the symptoms of this disease? An associate professor of medicine, College of Medicine, University of Nigeria, Nsukka, Dr. Uche Naijoma, pointed out that there might be little or no symptoms, which include jaundice, dark urine, extreme fatigue, nausea, and abdominal pain. Dr. Ijoma maintained that it was imperative for people to know their hepatitis status to prevent untimely death.
The current report, March 2019, has it at 8.1 prevalence in Nigeria. For the general public, must go and get tested. Many people have hepatitis without knowing.
How enlightened are Nigerians on hepatitis? Some residents of Ibadan, Oyo State capital, displayed high level of awareness on the disease.
It is caused by viral infection, and this hepatitis can be prevented by vaccine.
Hepatitis is a liver disease which is caused majorly by viral infection.
I've actually heard about hepatitis before, but I can't really say much about it.
A nutritionist, Ms. Toyosi Ogunsanya, opined that healthy nutrition was imperative to keep hepatitis patients active.
The liver actually helps in the production of bile, which helps in the digestion of fat. At that stage, we need to rest the liver. So we are going to consider the fat intake of that person, which has to be very, very low.
Ms. Ogunsanya advised hepatitis patients to be conscious of their diet and avoid sedentary lifestyle for longevity. In Ibadan, Titi Layo Kupoliyi reporting.